Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. Today, I want to talk about the one thing you must have in order to get your ex back. After a breakup, people usually just wing it, thinking they'll somehow miraculously get their ex back. But they usually end up making things worse or lower or ruin their chances of getting their ex back. There's one thing you must have. What is it? Well, I'm going to tell you. But before I do that, I want to remind you to be sure to subscribe if you haven't already, so you don't miss out on any future videos. And while you're at it, tap the bell icon so you'll be notified when a new video is up. All right, so the way I see it, when someone breaks up with you, it's like a declaration of war. And no, I'm not being dramatic. Don't believe me? All right, well, think about it. When does a war occur? What is a war? It's when you have two sides with opposite interests. This country wants this piece of land. Another country does not want the first country to have that piece of land. So they are on opposite sides and they go to war. In this situation with the ex, they don't want to be in a relationship with you, but you want to be in a relationship with them. What could be more opposite than that? Total opposites. And so it is a war. And how do you win wars? By winning battles along the way. And how do you win the battles along the way? Through strategy, through planning, through knowing your enemy, quote unquote enemy, in this case, your ex, anticipating their moves and being prepared for whatever they may or may not do. You have to know what to do as soon as war is declared, as soon as they break up with you. And that is, you accept the breakup, you say, okay, you exchange any items you have to, and then you go into radio silence. That's the first battle. You have to know when they are most likely to reach out, which is usually between days 45 and 60, and or during Mercury retrograde. The second battle. The third battle, when you hear from them, and if you go into radio silence, if you go into no contact, you're likely to hear from them. Doesn't mean they want to get back together, but they will reach out. Then you need to know if and when you should respond and what to say. And this is where most people mess up. That's why I made the video about what to say when your ex texts. And I saw a comment that someone said that their ex called them 10 times in a period of a few hours, didn't leave a message. And what did he do? He broke no contact, thinking, oh, well, she must be interested. She called 10 times. Yeah, but she didn't leave a message. So he texts or calls the next day and says, oh, hey, sorry, I was out at this bar, restaurant, whatever, and I had left my phone in the car. So he's just told her that he's still here for her, whatever she needs, and he's explaining his whereabouts that he didn't need to explain. And so he just lost that battle. He just set himself back because he didn't know that unless someone leaves a message when they call, it doesn't matter if they call 10 times or 100 times, you do not call back. If they really want to talk to you, if they really want to get a hold of you, guess what? They can leave a message. Yeah. So when you hear from your ex, you have to know what to do. You can't give them the advantage, which he did in this case. And you have to know what to respond if you do respond, and wait to respond. Not respond right away because you want to see what their intentions are. So don't lose that battle. Then the next battle is how to behave if you run into your ex somewhere, or if you happen to work with them, you might see them every day or during the week. How are you going to behave then? What's your strategy? What's your plan? Then the next battle is if you do hear from your ex and they want to see you, they want to get together, how do you behave if they want to see you? What do you say? What do you not say? What do you wear? Where do you sit? How do you look? Getting an ex back is usually a process that takes many months. unless it's a fake breakup. Most of my clients that I've helped get their ex back, it took months. Not because I'm a terrible dating coach, but because that's just how it is. So this is not a time for tears. It's a time for strategy. Soldiers do not go into war crying. They go in with a plan. They go in with a strategy. So dry your tears, put down the ice cream, get up out of bed, and start planning your strategy on what you will do when you hear from your ex. And each subsequent stage, i.e. battle, in getting your ex back. I've made videos about all these different stages that I've just mentioned that you'll go through on your journey to get your ex back. But if you still need my help personally, I would of course be happy to help. I'll have you put a strategy together so you will have your best chance to get your ex back. And for that, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net, where you can also sign up for my free newsletter. If you are listening on YouTube, remember to like and subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, I would appreciate it if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.